If you don't feel good,
right, you tried fixing the city.
Yeah.
Want me to hold it?
No, it's good, it's good.
Take a deep breath, it's time to process now. Just a moment to feel your feet on the ground. 'Cause if you never stop to slow down, then what came to you, it will go around. And you can't heal if you are not found out. And if you never start to realize and live your whole life inside closed eyes, then you will never truly find yourself. It's been too long, I've lost my way. I can't keep moving on if I don't know where I am. I've reached too far from here. I can't keep moving on if I don't know where I am. Take a deep breath, it's time to process now. Just a moment to feel your feet on the ground. And when you finally start to open down, you find yourself above the storm clouds. And all the noise doesn't seem loud. And when you finally start to realize that bright things can come from small lights, inside of all of the hard times, that's where you find yourself. It's been too long, I've lost my way. I can't keep moving on if I don't know where I am. I've reached too far from here. I can't keep moving on if I don't know where I am. Take a deep breath, it's time to process now.
Hey!
Five more songs.
Ten more songs.
Drop the album.
Drop the album.
Say that you're fine, but I see you're in pain. You don't need to hide, for with me you are safe. There's No pony line for your eyes, they both turn gray. You don't need to worry. Things always seem to fall into place. Hard times come and go like the rain, so it's okay if you're feeling gray. Oh, la da da da, oh, la da da da, oh, la da da da. Start to tear down all the walls that you've made. The sun starts to shine and your eyes start to change. Oh, you learn how to heal, turn your wounds into your strength. You don't need worry. Things always seem to fall into place. Hard times come and go like the rain, so it's okay if you're feeling gray.
Thank you, Bensie. You know, life moves very quickly. And the older you get, the faster it goes. Just to tell you, I'm older than everyone here, but more or less. And the older we get, it's like when you tell a younger child, you know, it's going to be an hour. It's like, oh my gosh, an hour. It's going to be a day, like a day, 2 days, a week. When a person gets older, things just move. And when you're, especially when you're busy and you're working, and like everyone here, you know, just to Bensie sort of like, just, I don't know, you just like put something in my heart where it's like you froze me, not in a bad way, in a good way, of like just to like to stop for a moment, as we're on a countdown of, you know, we spoke yesterday about being good when we go home and trying to be trying to connect and trying to understand the dynamics of our parents, of our family, of Hashem, it's all the same. It's mamash, all the same. And it's so important for all of us to like slow down. So important just to slow down and I say it to myself as the first online, because I definitely don't slow down enough to just stop and to realize how beautiful it is just to be in an environment, to be in a place. You know, we're always trying to get somewhere, thinking that when I get there, I'm going to be good. But really to realize that when I get there, I'm gonna then say, okay, then I got to get there, right? So you're going to meet Hashem, you get engaged, and it's like, okay, then I get married. Okay, then when am I going to have the children? When am I going to do this? It's like we're always moving forward, and we're always looking, chasing. Good word, Avi. Chase. That's why I don't like the word chasing, right? I'm not getting into chasing. But the reason that chasing is so painful is because the language of chasing means you don't catch. You'll never catch. If someone's chasing Hashem, if you're chasing someone, you know, that's very different than running after someone and hitting. And getting to where you need to go and getting what you need. It's interesting because the Balaturim brings, they all talk about, the Mefarshim talk about the connection between Lotale b'ma'alois al mizbechi, the end of last week's parasha, not to have steps. Don't have steps. Have a ramp. Have a ramp. That's connected to ve'ela mishpatim. What happens? If we had 10 commandments, which is really what most of the world goes by, like, there are 10 commandments. So 10 commandments definitely would slow us down. You would think. You have 10 of them. We have 613. We have Ve'ela Mishpatim. We start off, and here we go. Ki Sikna Evet Ivri. This is when Shnai Mikra Ve'chatargum. This is when a person can get thrown off. Why does he get thrown off? You can get thrown off because there's just so much to do. There's so much to learn. There's so much, right? We spoke yesterday. There's so much to talk about, the nuance to heal, to understand yourself, to develop your relationship with your father, to develop your relationship with your mother, to develop your relationship. Yemir Tzashem, as I say, and I can't say it enough, is that our priority now is to develop your relationship with your self. Why? Not to sound cute, because your next relationship is your wife.
Amen.
Your relationship, amen. I don't know who else it would be. Your next relationship is your wife, because your father and your mother are, it's a bonus in your relationship. It's important to connect with your father and your mother. But you're not 8 years old anymore. You're not 15 years old. You're not 6 years old. So, and I'm not saying not to work on your relationship with your father and your mother. And I'm not saying that that's not important. It's so, so important. But in your stage in life right now, the more you can, I don't want to say fall in love with yourself, because that sounds, and I've said that, you have to like date yourself in a certain way. You have to date yourself. Get to know yourself. What?
Go out to eat alone.
Spend time with yourself. Why am I saying that? Because Ve'ela Mishpatim, it's so overwhelming. It's so overwhelming when a person thinks, I know what the Balaturim says. The Balaturim says, Mishpatim, without Sala B'malais, Loimer have a Mesunim B'din. Slow down. Lo yalu ela yelchu b'maton. Ma'alois is gematria mesunim. The first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, what's the first thing? Moshe kibol Torah b'sinai asarli yishul yishul zekenim zekenim v'im l'anshe kenes ha'gedola. Right? What did they say? Heim amru shloisha dvarim. What's the first thing they said? Heve Masuna Medim, what does that mean? Slow down. Masuna means slow down. Slow down. Why is it so powerful to slow down? How old are you? Where are you going? Where are you running to? Where are you going? You know why? Because if you're going fast, wherever you get to, you're going to be going fast. If you're going fast, if you're driving fast and you have to get somewhere, your greatest destination now is here, is to learn how to slow down and to be here. You know why? Because the next thing you know, you're taking care of your wife. The next thing you know, you're paying bills. The next thing you know, I got you. You're changing diapers. I don't know, changing. Don't worry about the changing diapers so much. That's not. But it's true. No, whatever. That's not. No, I'm saying Amen. That's not. Yes, I mean, the changing the diaper is not the big deal. It's your head being stolen. Kisikne evid. What's a slave? One of the reasons why I love the word addiction in Hebrew more than in English. Why? Because a guy who says you're an addict. Well, I'm not an addict. I just drink all the time. I'm not an addict. I'm on my phone all the time, but I'm not an addict. He's an addict, but I'm not an addict. Oh, I can't put my phone down, but I'm not an addict. Don't tell me I'm an addict. Oh, I can't not look at something. I can't choose not to look at them, but I'm not an addict. I'm not an addict. In Hebrew, how do you say the word addict? Machur. What does machur mean? It means I'm a slave. It means I'm a slave. It means I'm something else owns me. What is the greatest gift in a certain way that a person can have? The greatest gift that a person can have is time. If you tell someone, God forbid, someone who's on his deathbed, and say, how much money would you pay for more time on this world? How much money would a person pay for more years to be on this world? Priceless. Priceless. Time. Time. What do they say? Time is money? Time is time. That you have time to spend with your wife? You have time to spend with your children? If you had more than whatever it is, time to learn Torah, as one of my favorite lines, is learn like you're going to live forever, which is slow down. Slow down. The Eila Mishpatim starts off by getting complicated halachas, very complex halachas. What's the first lesson? Slow down. Take it slow. You're in yeshiva. You're here for how long? The year is crazy to say. I don't want to say it's over, but it's because we still have time. But in a certain way, it's like you're joking. You know, I don't know if they still have those time. You know, those, what is it called? Those hourglasses when you play a game and you turn it over and then you see it going. And it's like, it's sort of like at the end. We'll get in a few minutes, Benti, if you don't mind. At the end. Why is that important to know? You know why it's important to know? Because one of the reasons, ask yourself, you know how many guys I've spoken to who they needed to, let's say, go to rehab, or they needed to go to deal with something, and they say, I don't have time to go take care of myself. I'm rushing. How many guys will say, I have to leave yeshiva? I was here for 6 months, I was here for a year, I was here for 2 years, and I don't have time, I gotta move on with your life. You know what that reminds me of? Reminds me of the famous, it's famous for me, where the guy's cutting down his forest. He's working on, you guys have heard this from me, he's cutting down the tree, and he's cutting down the tree, and the guy says, I have a good advice to you. Why don't you sharpen your saw? And he says, sharpen my saw? You think I got time to sharpen my saw? I'm too busy cutting down the tree. I don't got time to sharpen my saw. What a fool. That's why I say work smarter, not harder. Where are you going? Where are we going? What's my end game? So when I get married, then what? Then what am I going to do? So when I'm getting married, I'm going to look back and say, those were the days I'm going to be that guy. If you're that guy, and we all do, we all talk about what was, we all talk about, oh, the good old days. Oh, gosh, let's reminisce. Let's talk about the way it was in high school. Let's talk about the way things were. Let's talk about the way things will be, as long as I'm not where?
Here.
As long as I'm not here. Bensi played the song. As long as I'm not here right now, sitting next to Avi, two Avrams, sitting next to Avi, sitting with a holy chevra, sitting here for one reason and one reason only. One reason and one reason only. Ask, you could ask Aryeh Mizrahi, you could ask him. Ask him, yes, ask him. Ask him what it means. Ask him what it means. How old are you, Aryeh? How old? 18. I'm investing in that guy. I'll tell you why. I'm investing in that guy.
He's the goat.
Because I'll tell you why. A lot of times, chevra want to wait. They want to get it out of their system. You got it out of your system already, I'm telling you. The earlier you start, the only better that it gets. It only will get better at this stage. Again, if you were in high school, it could be I'd be saying the same thing because you'd be in high school, but I don't think I would say the same thing, but it doesn't matter because you're not in high school anyway. Some people say, I'm waiting for it to have fun. When I have my fun, then I'm going to tap into myself. You're not having fun. You're not having a good time. It's hard. It's hard to be true to yourself. It is hard to be true to yourself. But the second you meet yourself, there might be shame. You might not like yourself. That's why people don't like. What happens is you start off at 11 years old. Or when do people get their smartphones nowadays? How old did you guys get your, what has it? How old?
Nowadays, like 2 or 3 years old.
Eight, nine. Do you know how crazy that is? I was driving the other day. I was now again, we're not here to bash. I just want to be very clear. We're not here to bash any. I'm not here to bash phones and electronics. I'll tell you what I'm promoting. What do I say? I've said this. I haven't said this in a while. I'm not anti the drugs and the computers. Who has computers? iPhones, laptops. I'm not anti that. I'm pro you. I'm pro reality. I'm not anti that. It's look out the window. When next time you're in a car, right? I was Zocha last night. We drove together with a few chevra. I don't know if anybody, I mean, we were on the phone for Waze a little bit. You have a group. I know this sounds so funny. You have a discussion. You have a conversation. You're not going to want to have a conversation with your son. You're not going to want to have a conversation with your child. Ready for this? This might hit heavy and deep, but it's something that is true to the degree. To the degree. Mayor, I want you to hear this. To the degree that you can have a conversation with yourself is the degree that you can have a conversation with somebody else. I know that sounds like a little bit funny, like what does that mean, have a conversation with yourself? Because what you say to yourself is what you're going to say to other people. The way you respond to other people is really the way you respond to yourself. Usually it's even worse the way you talk to yourself in a certain way. It's a little bit unfiltered, but when you're married and you have a family, it's also going to be unfiltered. That's what's going to happen. Now you might be at a, you know, hold it in. But the real you, the connection to the real you, and how much time do we already have in our day? Break down your day. How many hours do you have in your day to have a real conversation? How many minutes does a person have to really take a walk on the Moshav? Someone was mentioning this to me. It was so beautiful. It was such a great, you know what he told me? This is what he told me. Listen to this. You guys will relate to this because I don't think I've done this, but I totally get it. He was talking about going home for Pesach, and he said, me taking a walk to the ice cream store and buying ice cream and then walking back to yeshiva, taking that walk, buying something from the store and walking back to yeshiva is so beautiful. It's so simple. I told this, I remember when the yeshiva was up in the Moshav Shul and the dorms were here. And I had guys tell me this all the time. I said, walk from the Beis Medrash to the dorms and just walk through the streets. Just walk through the streets. Do you know how simple that is? Do you know how beautiful that is? You know how beautiful it is to walk around and to have a conversation? To have a conversation with somebody? To go ahead and hear? To be able to listen to someone? To be able to connect to someone? What's the opposite of addiction? Connection. What's everybody looking for? We just want love? We all want the same thing. I want love. I want connection. We need validation. We want to feel good. You guys were too late on that.
It's never too late.
What are we all looking for? And what's crazy is when you're 18 years old, when you're 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, because the next thing you have, and I'm going to talk about codependence in a second, and then Mency will go to your question. I can't believe it's already 6:30. I want to talk about codependence. Just remember, we're all codependent. The word codependent basically means, the question is how codependent you are, is you're living your life looking to fix other people and to change other people. That's more or less, it ends up hurting you and the other person. It ends up hurting you. I'm looking to change my father. I'm looking to change my mother. I'm looking to change my family. I'm looking to change, again, that's not my business, what someone else is trying to do. It's my business, what am I trying to do? Someone can try and change you all day and all night. Doesn't matter, I'm going to try and be me. And if a person has that, he's got to check himself, has to check inside himself that he might have hurt, he might have things that his parents, he might have things from his siblings. And you're not going to change the past. You can't change the past. The best way you could change your past is by living the present and creating a different future for your family to break the chain. If you didn't like the way your father did something, if you don't like the way your mother did something, if you don't like your family dynamic. So if you were 6 years old and you could bring a therapist into your home and change your mother and father and create a whole new system and have family therapy and change the dynamics, go for it. But that's not the stage that everybody here is. You want to change? You want to change your father, your mother, your siblings, your family, your community, the world? That's why I love, it's one of my favorite lines, be the change you want to see in the world. You're waiting for everybody else to change? You're waiting for them to change? Oh, when they, you know why that's one of the reasons? What do they say? It's one of the reasons why we want other people. Oh, we didn't do the Hilchos Lashon Hara. It's a good segue. Why do people want other people to change? One of the simple reasons why people want everybody else to change? You're not going to like the answer to this. What? Right. Because if my roommate changes, then I could just be me. If my father changes, I could just be me. If my family dynamics change, I could just be me. So ready? Just be me. So just be me. I don't need anybody to change. Just be me. Just learn to be me. Just learn to be me. Learn to understand how I think. Learn to understand how I feel. Learn to understand, am I a person who's an introvert? Do I even know the difference between an introvert and an extrovert? Do I know, am I an extrovert? Am I love to know these concepts, to know them, am I someone who chases love? Or am I someone who needs someone to chase me and come after me and I'm going to play hard to get, I'm going to push away, or am I someone who's running after? That's a great question. Why is that a great question? Because you'll see it in every relationship that you have. It doesn't just apply to your wife and to your children. It's every relationship that you have. You know why? It's a fingerprint that you put all over. That's what a fingerprint is. The way you go to the bathroom, you'll be Michael. The way you talk, the way you play basketball. I could tell someone's personality, and not just me. You could tell someone's personality how they play basketball, how they learn, how they interact, how they eat, how they do everything. That's Ve'ilah Mishpatim. It's very easy to have 10 commandments. We have 10 commandments, and the rest of it, just do whatever you want. What does Judaism teach us? Judaism teaches me that there's a lot that gets involved in me creating me. And you know what I need? I need time, and I need patience. Time, have a mesunim badin. The first piece of advice to everybody is there is no rush. There is no rush to do the work that you need to do. If I could, I would take away the clock. I would take away the calendar. I would take away everything. What's the difference if today was Sunday versus December versus what? What's the difference? That's one of the milas, by the way. One of the benefits of when you're just focused on yourself. You know what they do? And you guys familiar with Atlantic City, with gambling places? You know what they do? What do they do?
No clocks.
No what? No time. No window. No time. No time. Why? Why do they do that? You know why I do that? You know why I do that? Because when I don't have a clock, they say they put in a certain oxygen. Look it up. They put in a certain what? They have sounds. They have a whole. Why do they do that? You know why they do that? Because they want one thing. They want you to be focused on gambling. Focus on that. But when it comes to yeshiva, when it comes to the moshav, one of the big, you know, it could be we have to say the moshav would love if we did this, but it could be we could do it for ourselves. Like we have to get like a moshav flag. It's a shame Rabbi Friedman's not here, but anyone here from the moshav, I mean, I live on the moshav, but we get a moshav flag and we pledge allegiance to the fact that we are on a moshav. Do you know what it is not to hear the buses going? Do you know what it is not to hear the horns beeping? Do you know what it is to just walk and to see, even though it's fake grass, but at least it's green grass? You know what that is? I don't have to tell everybody that. Busy, 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 busy. What, and you think when you're married you're not going to be busy? You're busy now. If you're busy now and you got to take care of yourself, you got to take care of yourself. So what's going to, if you are on your phone, I don't mean right this current moment, but I'm saying if you are on your phone 8 hours now, I don't know, what's the average amount people, just say a number, I almost don't know. What's the average that people spend, you know, doing that stuff on their phone? What is it? 6 hours. 5-6 hours. Ready? Let me ask you a question. You think you're going to be less on your phone when you're married and you have a job, or more on your phone? Yeah, who do you? Oh, I thought you were raising hands. For sure more. You think less? Oh, sorry. Yes. Okay, wait, I want to get to Ben's and we'll wrap up. And I want to say, Aviel, and then Ben, we'll do Benzi. I want to be very clear. I'm not at all, if it sounds like I'm giving Musar, Ari, does it sound like I'm giving Musar? A little bit? I'm not giving Musar.
So you're not?
I know, but some people could hear something that I'm not in tune with within myself. I'm not giving Musar. What I'm saying is I feel so blessed. Bensi, I don't want to blame Bensi, but you sang, and Avram says, yeah, let's do another song. We did another song. You know why music is so beautiful? Because music, that's why now I'm going to give a little bit more. I'm getting excited. The ad cue, it's terrible. It's myself, I'm included. I'll tell you why. I remember waiting. I remember when I was in the 80s. I'm an 80s boy. End of 70s, 80s boy. I remember there was a song that came out on the radio, and I loved the song. And I waited for a full, like, day, a full day, till I heard the song, waiting. Now, we don't live in that world. I'm not trying to say live in that world, but I'm just saying, like I know myself, when I'm listening to Spotify, and I'm listening to music, I'm already thinking about the next song. It's no different. I don't know whose this is. It's no different. Mamash comes full circle. It's no different. How did I make up the Chaser line? Which I'm not going to say recording. We would pause it. I made it up because there was a guy by... It's fine. Because a guy was holding a bottle like this. A guy was holding, not a bottle of seltzer, he was holding a bottle. I love when I see guys like this, that they're holding, and there's zero judgment. I'm serious, I have zero judgment. They're holding wine, and they're holding their glass. You know the scene. And they're like, it's hard for them, and they're making l'chaims, and it's like they're holding it so tight, and they're like this, already on the next one. I'm like, where's your respect for the thing that's right in your hand right here? Where's the value? Where's the value of that actual drink that I'm drinking? Right? Anyone who drinks, who knows what it is to drink a little bit of wine, to go like this. Just go like this. So we could pretend that we know what that is. You go like this. You go like that. Why are they doing that? Why are they doing that? Enjoy. Have your peace. You eat. The person eats. Slowly. Slow. We're blessed. How did I get into that? What was I saying? How did I get to the drinking and the chasing? What? They add to cue. Try next time. I'm giving everybody a little bit of an opportunity. A little opportunity. Set up all your songs. Set up four songs. I don't know how many songs you do. Set up four songs. And don't look at your thing and just listen to every song. Just listen to every song. Don't think about what the next song is. Try that. Take a walk around the Moshav. You're all going to America. And we love America. America is a beautiful country. It's been great for the Jews. We have a lot of hakaras tov to America. This is nothing at all. There's so much good in America. When you leave this moment, these moments, it's very, very, very challenging. It's very, very challenging to transition into space for you. I'll end off with this, Bensi and Aviel, and then we can go with questions. I was speaking to someone today. It was a great conversation. And he's talking about, like, how am I going to give myself space at home, give myself the space that I need at home. So what did I tell him?
Go get it.
No. I told him that might be good also. I said, you're not home yet. Give yourself space here. Learn right now that you're on your way home. You're heading home. Give yourself that space here. What did I pick up over here? What did I carry here? What am I learning here? What did I learn about myself here? Take it slow. Take it in. Bensi, go? Yeah, Chavetz Chaim. Yeah.
From what you were saying before,
yeah,
about always more time, I challenge that personally at least.
That what? Say it again.
Like, I don't want more time. But we know, like, the ikker, like, the only reason we're here is to get all my ball. Like, if my time's coming, I'll get it closer. The guy that came at the beginning of the year, who literally went to the gates of Shemayim and came back, I was like, you're not, like, feeding to go back. Like, you weren't wishing. You just, like, went in there. Not in, like, a weird way, but, like so that's what we're
tzaddikim.
Living for. We're living to
so
get.
So the big tzaddikim.
Like,
so Bensi.
Like, know that.
Okay, so Bensi, there's maybe a private. The big tzaddikim say what you say. I'm not on that madriga. The big tzaddikim are we spoke about it the other day, about Rabbi Akiva forcing himself to be in this world because he really wants Dveikus. What? Yeah. So that what?
Even bigger tzaddikim want to say,
Yeah, yeah. The point is that this is, I think the Kutzker says, I think some of us might, I don't want to talk for those who are the Kutzker Rebbe. The Kutzker, I think, says something like, why are you busy with what's going on over there in Shemayim? Be busy with what's going on right here within myself. That's the goal. The goal is to be busy with myself here. To be busy with myself here. To be busy with myself here. Oh, sorry. So maybe I didn't understand.
No, I'm just saying, like, what we want is more. I don't want more time. That's why I would have more time. If I had 2 minutes, I can still be present with what's going on here.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what you're saying.
Four songs, only the whole thing with the music. Like,
right.
Like, I don't know where we were just saying how, like I should, like, I want more time. Why would I want more time?
I'm saying a person I would assume would want to live a long.
The only reason that we do what we do and live this lifestyle is because it's the best lifestyle for this world. But we're only doing that because we're in this world.
Right. So
if I had the opportunity to go to.
All right. So maybe we'll talk. Maybe we'll talk. Maybe
he has the gut.
Well, what?
Maybe he's the one with the gut.
That what? Okay, let's light up tomorrow with today. Let me hear. I want to hear your question.